Before the dredge's arrival, people could walk across the upper Mississippi. But after the locks and dams were put in place, the dredge Thompson kept the river 9 feet deep. Judith Powers is the editor and publisher of National Dredging Review.
The dredge itself would travel up and down the river with its entourage of boats and barges and pontoons filled with its discharge line. And people would look at the river and say, there goes the dredge Thompson.
It was retired after 71 years. Now the Army Corps of Engineers wants to sell or donate the dredge Thompson. If it can't, the Corps' Navigation Program Manager, Mark Krumholtz, says they'll have to scrap it.
The Corps is not looking forward to destruction of it if that ends up being the case.
The dredge needs costly work to bring it up to code. Krumholtz says they'll first look at nonprofits or government entities that are interested in the dredge for scientific, educational, or cultural purposes. After that, they'll look elsewhere, but it could no longer be used as a dredge. The Army Corps of Engineers has filled out the paperwork to list the Dredge Thompson on the National Register of Historic Places, but withdrew the nomination since they have to get rid of it. He says it's phenomenal that the dredge is eligible to become an historical landmark. He just hopes that a new owner can carry through with the nomination. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.